From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Talks in Vienna have concluded with a draft deal on Iran's disputed nuclear program. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency says he hopes the governments of Iran and the U.S., Russia, and France will approve the agreement by Friday. Diplomats say the deal contains a call for Iran to send most of its enriched uranium to Russia for conversion into fuel, thereby stripping Iran of most of the material it would need to make a nuclear weapon. Defense Secretary Robert Gates told U.S. and South Korean troops today that North Korea has become even more lethal and destabilizing. From Seoul, Dwali Saikautau reports.
Secretary Gates is in South Korea for a two-day visit. Speaking at the U.S. military headquarters there, he told an audience that the character and priorities of the North Korean regime have sadly not changed.
There should be no mistaking that we do not today, nor will we ever, accept a North Korea with nuclear weapons. We will work as an alliance and with other allies and partners for the complete and verifiable denuclearization of North Korea.
Gates said the U.S. is committed to providing extended deterrence using the full range of American military might. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Afghanistan's main presidential rivals have agreed to a runoff election. President Hamid Karzai has decided to run after days of diplomatic wrangling. A UN-backed panel says a third of the ballots cast for Karzai in the election 2 months ago were fraudulent. Karzai's chief political rival, Abdullah Abdullah, says he'll be ready. He says he is committed to having a fair runoff.
My whole desire is that the second round will take place on time, under good circumstances and good conditions, as far as security is concerned, as far as transparency of the elections is concerned.
The runoff is to be held early next month. On Capitol Hill, the House panel overseeing financial regulatory reform is set to vote on approval of a consumer protection agency. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Much of the debate is centered around the scope of the proposed agency's responsibilities and how much power it would have to enforce rules. Texas Democrat Al Green.
I think ultimately we have to decide, some of us, whether we want an agency that is going to be a thermometer, which merely gives a reading, or will it be a thermostat that can actually have an impact.
Over the last few weeks, the House Financial Services Committee has scaled back features of the Obama administration's original proposals. The Consumer Financial Protection Agency would no longer apply to store cards, auto dealers, or credit rating agencies, but it would still monitor and write rules for home loans, bank accounts, and other financial products. The committee has also dropped a proposal demanding that banks and others provide basic versions of their loans. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. A government watchdog says the $700 billion financial industry bailout played a major role in rescuing the economy. But the report also says the secrecy and confusion surrounding the program cost the government some credibility. The report is due to be released today. Meanwhile, President Obama is expressing frustration at the criticism he's taken over the bailout. He told a Democratic Party fundraiser in New York last night that it was necessary to prevent a financial collapse. He also called on the industry to back regulatory changes that Congress is considering. Mr. Obama is set to announce a new initiative today to give smaller community banks greater access to rescue money. The move is intended to increase lending. Consumer advocates are hailing a new Food and Drug Administration crackdown on product labeling for packaged foods, but manufacturers say current labeling is accurate. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
The FDA says it plans to investigate health claims printed on the front of packaged foods. The agency already requires the nutritional content of foods be placed on packaged labels, but most of those labels are on the back or side of the package, and FDA officials say consumers often look only at the front. The agency is also considering government-set criteria for nutritional standards before companies can make claims like heart healthy or smart choices. The Smart Choices campaign was developed by food manufacturers, and the Smart Choices sticker found on certain products is, according to industry officials, based on U.S. dietary guidelines and is in line with the latest in nutrition science. Consumer groups argue advertising on food packages can be deceptive. Patty Niemann, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.